like pure and fresh water.
The man behind the album and his voice you hear is a longtime bilingual educator. His name is Jose Luis Orozco. Good morning, Jose Luis. How are you?
Good morning, Larry. I'm doing fine, traveling here, touring the state of California, singing for families and especially for children, having fun.
Well, I'm so glad. I know you're on the West Coast, and to be here live with us, it's early in the morning, and we really appreciate it. I have listened to this album a few times, and I've learned some Spanish by listening to it. It's delightful. In some cases, I was kind of hunting. I wonder which song is related to this song, because I was listening to a digital copy of it, trying to sort of mix and match. One that I really liked was the song about oatmeal. You've got a version of the song about oatmeal in English and Spanish. We'll listen to that in a moment. But tell me how you came up with the idea to do this.
Well, I travel all over the country, and there is actually an epidemic, not only in the United States, but all over the world, of an epidemic of obesity and diabetes, and and also heart diseases, besides whatever else, is affecting our world nowadays. And Spanish-speaking communities are highly affected by this, and I decided to present this project to Focus Records, and they accepted it, and it's been a great collaboration. Focus Records, Smithsonian, and also with Quetzal Flores, one of the producers of the album.
Yeah, it's a great honor to be picked up by Folkways to do this. And your background, you've been creating bilingual music for families for a long time. I think you've been at this for 40-plus years.
That's correct. I came from Mexico in 1970, and I was very lucky to get a job with Berkeley Unified School District in the San Francisco Bay Area. And then four other school districts hired me, and that's how I started. There was a great need to share music, mainly in Spanish, for the Spanish-speaking kids, and also for the English speakers, because there were bilingual programs at that time. There was a lot of money, I would say, for bilingual education. And everybody was interested in what I had, and it was something that needed. So that's how I started working in the field of bilingual education and promoting bilingual songs.
Well, let's take a listen to this song that I mentioned before. And again, for children and adults, it's fun to listen to both versions, the version in Spanish and the one in English. Is it Avena? Am I pronouncing, I want to get my Spanish word right.
Yeah, it's Avena.
Avena. Avena. Yes. So let's listen.
Avena, 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 la avena siempre es buena. Con un poco de fruta, con fruta y con almendra, la avena siempre es buena.
I like to imagine what the words mean.
Avena, 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 la avena siempre
I think we're
buena.
Fruit and good, I hear.
Fruta, con fruta y con almendra, la avena siempre es buena.
But what I do is I get ready to absorb these words.
Con un poco de fruta, con fruta y con almendra, la avena siempre es buena. Avena, 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 la avena siempre es buena. Con un poco de fruta y con almendra, la avena siempre es buena.
And now we'll see how I did.
Yeah.
Oatmeal, 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 oatmeal is always tasty. With a little bit of fruit, with fruit and with almonds, oatmeal is always tasty. Oatmeal, oatmeal, oatmeal. Oatmeal is always tasty. With a little bit of fruit, with fruit and with almonds. Oatmeal.
And the songs are fun to listen to. And honestly, I don't have much Spanish in me at all, but it's fun to listen and to try to listen and learn as you go through it. And I could see these being used in classrooms, but also in family settings, on car trips. It's really a beautiful album. Can you tell me a little bit about your life as a musician? Did you begin with children's music in Mexico? You came to Mexico, or to the U.S., you mentioned, in 71.
1970.
Yes. And can you tell me a little bit about your musical career prior to working with children?
Yes, well, professionally at age 7 with the Mexico City Boys Choir, traveling the Mexican Republic. By age 10, I had been to every single state of Mexico. At age 10, I was selected to travel the world. I left when I was 10 years old, and I went back when I was 13, visiting 34 countries and performing in major concert halls of North America, Central America, South America, the Caribbean, and Europe. So that was a great experience, and that's part of the strong foundation that I have, you know, with music. And then here in the United States, my master's degree is in multicultural education, so I decided to combine education with music, emphasizing music to teach any subject.
Oh, what a wonderful life and career you've had. This is the title song from the Grammy-nominated album, Coma Bien.
Y encontrarás el beneficio. Si quieres llegar a 100, come bien, come bien. Si quieres llegar a 100, come bien, come bien. Si quieres llegar a 100, come bien, come bien. Si quieres llegar a 100, come bien, come bien. Aprende a leer las etiquetas de lo que comes.
This album is also exceptionally well recorded, and that's no surprise with Smithsonian Folkways producing it. How did you learn about the Grammy nomination?
Well, about my nomination?
Yes.
Oh, it was in early December, I think around December 8 or 9, I received a text from my daughter, and then I received telephone calls and emails, and mainly from the family first, and then from some of the people that were collaborated with the recording. So it was in early December.
Well, that's exciting. And is this your first Grammy nomination?
Yes, it's the first nomination because it's the first time I submit a recording for a nomination. I've been a member of the Academy, it's NARAS and the Grammy since 1985. So it's been, you know, 30 years actually. But I never submitted any of my recordings, and I have 16 different recordings with this one. Never submitted one until this one.
Well, it's exciting. I want to wish you the best of luck. I'm so glad you were here today. Jose Luis Orozco, I hope I'm pronouncing your name. I know it's Jose Luis
Orozco.
And we've linked to your website and Facebook page so people can learn more about you this morning. Is there anything else you wanted to add?
No, I mean, something that is important to mention, and I do it all the time, there are 53 million people in the United States speaking Spanish, which makes us the second largest Spanish-speaking country in the world. And, you know, there are also other languages that are spoken here in the United States, so I'm always promoting diversity, and it is good to do it starting with the children. So another language is just more information, it's more knowledge. By learning other languages, we empower the children. So if we can do it through music, it's a gain-gain situation. So enjoy everything through music. Music is universal, and music is fun.
Thank you, Jose Luis.
Thank you. Thanks again, Larry.